There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with things that you want to know about, talk about, feel about for this day, along with Molly Page and Ken Kessler. There's a big to-do, Molly and Ken, with the Bin Laden papers. That's, I think, what they're going to be known as now. A bunch of documents that have been released now by the U.S. government. Letters, videos, reports, Playboy magazines. I don't know. Did they get released in the report? Did we need the Playboy magazine? Was it Playboy? Was it something? Was there something a little raunchier than Playboy, I think?
Oddly, I did not see that.
Really?
Yeah. Did I miss the smut?
Well,
my list is smutless.
Yeah. It's a smutless list.
Yeah.
I think that was Kenny, though. Was some of that was found in his bedroom, right? There were a bunch
and a bunch of videos.
Ah, no. Videos, too?
Yep.
Good Lord, what a
good
disgusting...
VHS tapes.
He deserved to get shot. All right. So, for that and many other reasons, I turn things over to Ms. Page, who knows about the legitimate documents, supposedly. What are they?
So what has been found and released so far? A bunch of documents, religious documents, manuals as well, books on Islam, the Quran, Muhammad and the Bible, a profile of bishops in the Church of English, software and technical manuals found on the ground, not necessarily in his exact room, showed a wide range of fascination with video creation.
So this is like, this would be Bin Laden's bookcase.
Yes. I think that's what they're calling it.
The
yeah.
Bin Laden bookcase, yes.
I'm sure you made it up, but yeah.
No, I don't think somebody else made it up, but I'm happy to use it.
So there's how-to videos on editing software like Adobe Premiere, the art of digital video books. There's also books called Bloodlines of the Illuminati, America's Strategic Blunders, that one by Bob Woodward. Necessary Illusions, Thought Control in Democratic Societies by Noam Chomsky. The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, Confessions of Economic Hitman, Killing Hope, U.S. Military and CIA Intervention Since World War II. Apparently he had a lot of time on his hands to read.
Yeah, well, he had a big staff, so...
Yeah. Guinness Book of World Records Children Edition 2008.
Sure.
Yeah, silk screening instructions.
Hmm.
In case you want, you know, what would, you know, Osama bin Laden
all those jackets. Well, he had all those jackets with Bin Laden team on them.
Right. Team Bin Laden.
Bin Laden, yeah.
Yeah, right. So quite a few things to go through that are just now being released. But, yeah, I did not see the smut.
Nah, shame. All right, well, there it is. Are we fascinated with this or not?
There's a lot in the news today, a lot to be fascinated with.
Really?
I'm not as fascinated with this as Takata.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because people's lives are in danger, and once again, Takata is just taking their time at replacing airbags. People whose cars are on this list, or maybe you don't know if your car is on this list, this could be a deadly incident, and Takata is not replacing the parts. And says they're not sure when they're going to get the reparts for this massive recall, biggest auto recall in U.S. history.
They didn't make the decision to do the recall. Oftentimes when there are recalls, the company itself decides to do the recalling. They were told to do the recall. And because they sell these items here in America, but they don't make them here, and they're not headquartered, they have sales representation and distribution in America, but they really don't have, there's little hold except what the government could say to the automakers is go find somebody else to make your airbags. That's what they could do. And if the auto people are smart, they'll be doing that. Somebody, some entrepreneurial sort will have set up shop to make better airbags cheaper than Takata. And that'll be what fixes this. They're not going to make them. They can do all kinds of things, but as long as Takata doesn't have some thing that they can grab here, other than distribution points.
Well, they say they're stepping up production of the airbag replacements, but the thing is, this has been going around since 2008. Five people have died. 100 people have been injured.
But you see, there are five people who are dead. That's an insurance claim. For companies like this that don't really, there are. And you can see it not only in the stats of probably this company, but you can look at other companies. I think even at one point in time, Ford decided that the danger of the Pinto wasn't worth fixing because whatever liability they had, if people were suing Ford for the design flaw of where the gas tank was, that was easier to absorb and cheaper to pay for than it was to fix the problem.
Yeah, it was cheaper for people to die and then pay those those lawsuits off and to fix the problem.
And I'm betting that that's some of the thinking here.
I have a problem with it.
Well, of course you have a problem with it. Most people have a problem with it, but that doesn't mean that that's going to influence how these people think. They don't necessarily care about... Remember, the people that run these companies... We humanize them by giving them a face, a name. We find out what they're getting paid. We more or less get into the operations, or we think we get into operations of the company. But that doesn't mean we understand how they think. And so they will think the way they are paid to make sure the stock of the company maintains or increases its value. That's why someone is the chairman of the board of company A, B, C, or D, because the board is supposed to make sure that the stockholders get their value out of what they've purchased in terms of stock. So if that's contrary to what a lot of people think, you know, good companies, there are many good companies and many responsible people who run them. But that's not their number one job. Number one job is to make sure the stockholders are happy. That's it.
The love of money.
Well,
the love of money, I mean, is the root of all evil, and this is the love of money.
It's also the
over
root of
humanity.
It is also the root of many. There's good and bad to money, as there is good and bad to almost anything else in life. There's good and bad to sunshine. If we have too much of it, there's a drought and things die. But sunshine is important because it also makes things live.
Money's wonderful. No. I like money, but when you love money over humanity, over life, over beings, that's where the problem develops.
And then you have to figure out how do you define that? Everybody's going to define it differently as well. I happen to think, however, that there is room for improvement with some large corporations that do put money and profits over everything else. It's important because they have to sustain themselves, but there are many companies that, and I would tell you Microsoft is one of them in the Gates family, that are much more conscious, and there are plenty of them around. But then there are companies that don't care, and I would use Monsanto. Thank you. There's another M. Monsanto is an example. Microsoft won over here. Monsanto won over there. Not even close to what their citizen responsibility feelings are. And so that's how you kind of work through it. In a moment, Rand Paul targets the NSA on a filibuster. How's that going? 16 after the hour. This is a good day.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paint and stains May 17th through the 25th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
All right, so Senator Rand Paul tweeted that he was holding a filibuster over concerns on the renewal of the Patriot Act, which will expire next week, right, or the week after next, 1st of June. Mm-hmm. Senate rules contradict those claims. I wonder how that could be. We have filibusters pretty much all the time. Every session, isn't there an example, Kenny? Bills are considered, but no vote is taken. There's no debate. How long did he go, Kara, talking before?
Oh,
he was
10.5 hours.
All right. So how does this work? The new business, if he did it yesterday, they could start over again today, bringing up consideration of this, right?
Yeah, except they're supposed to go away. They're supposed to leave town today for their Memorial
Day
vacation.
All right. Yeah. So will they vote on it today, or he's going to filibuster again today? Mitch McConnell says he wants to have a temporary extension, and apparently they don't have the votes to defeat the act, which I guess you turn it around means that they got the votes to pass the act, which is pretty, when you get right down to it, pretty disgraceful, pretty disgusting that there isn't. The House doesn't have enough votes to pass it, do they? Why bother in the Senate? The House didn't let it go through, if I remember correctly.
The House sent over their own bill with changes to the Patriot Act that directly went to the NSA surveillance spying thing.
Mm-hmm. Is that what's going to...
Mitch McConnell doesn't like that.
Oh, he wants to continue spying.
Yes.
But you'd figure that, given what his background is and who he is, and just his and I'm not an ageist, I refer to him often as an old fossil. He and Harry Reid are both old fossils that haven't got new ideas. Where are the substantive new ideas that bring this country around to being in a better place? Isn't that what legislative prowess is supposed to be about? To bring around new ideas that help us live our lives better. And this, the NSA and their shenanigans don't help us. They spend a lot of money, taxpayer money goes into it, and how do they make our lives better? They don't protect us from anything. Nothing. They've never proven that they did. So there's some food for thought for Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, 21 after the hour.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. All Katie Armour is now 15% off. Katie's all-new Level 4 body armor is made in the USA and can withstand the toughest of rifle rounds. Why would you buy anything else? That's Katie Armour's 15% off sale now through Memorial Day. Get your Level 4 body armor while you still can. Go to katiearmour.com. That's CATIArmour.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're on the East Coast, 723. If you're in the Midwest, it's 623 on the Rocky Mountain state stations. It's 523 on the West Coast where Jennifer is and Kenny is. It's 423. Time for our one-hit wonder contest, playing a song by a group that only had one hit on the pop charts. You tell us the name of this group by dialing 888-302-3684, and you'll get a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders in it, on it. Time has come today. Crank this up, Richie. Some of the stories behind the acts that we're focused on. This is a group that came from Mississippi. Soulful. This was the number one song during this week in 1968. So if you know the name of this group, 888-302-3684. They grew up in Mississippi. They moved to Los Angeles and honed their skills as choir members in a Baptist church. Does this sound like something you'd hear in a Baptist church?
Get up. It doesn't now.
Church I'd
want
to
go to.
Really?
I always thought he had a kind of a Mick Jagger sound to
him. Yeah.
Not his inflection more than his.
All right, so the four brothers, Joe, one of the brothers, is on vocals, Willie on guitar, Lester on harmonica, and George on the wash tub. Yes, boys and girls, a wash tub. Folk legend Pete Seeger took an interest in this group and helped them onto the Newport Folk Festival. They were accepted by the folk community, but they wanted to evolve to a more electrified sound, so they were invited to play on a newly electrified Bob Dylan recording, and that's when they got even more attention. George, the washtub player, he traded in his washtub for an electric bass, started recording their new sound, but Time Has Come Today was the only really big tune that ever made it.
This has kind of a little bit of a Thompson Twins effect to it.
Chart. Really?
So the Thompson Twins, right? Remember the
Yes, right. Yeah, I thought
from the 80s.
Hold me down was not
right. It was like
no.
It was like a black guy, a white girl, or a white guy and a, like an Asian girl or something like that.
I just is more
the Chambers Brothers is one white guy and four black guys.
Mm-hmm. What is it? A brother by a different mother?
Right. Very brothers good. From a different mother, yeah.
Thank you. Time Has Come is considered one of the landmark recordings of the early psychedelic rock era. They broke up in 1972. Lester moved to New York, formed another band. Willie and Joe found work as session man, and George went on to singing gospel music.
Yeah. No.
Well, maybe that might have been part of it, yes. All right, so anyway, we got to figure out what the story is here. Richie, you're watching the phone bank. And,
I am. You have somebody, cannot see it. So let's see what Tim has
Tim,
to say.
Tim, welcome to Good Day. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
That's good. I'm well as well. Thank you for asking. So who do you think this is?
I thought it was War, but I could be wrong.
Yes, you are wrong. But right. That's not a bad guess, though.
That's a great guess, actually. Yeah, here's Amy.
Amy, hi. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Good.
Good. All right. Who's the name or what's the name of this group?
The Chambers Brothers.
These are the Chambers Bros. Yes, that is correct. The Chambers Brothers. Number one song and the only song that they ever had that made it to the top of the pop charts. And you remembered it well. Where are you?
I am in Wallace Island, Virginia.
Ooh, very nice.
All right. Off.
Nice and warm and hazy and muggy today. Hold on just a second. We'll send you one of our CDs with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it. Thank you very much. This is the Doug Good Day program at 28 after the hour.
At Choice Hotels, we know business trips start with a choice. Stay or go. You can press send or press palms. Start a chat room or chat in an actual room. Just remember, opportunities won't come to you. You've got to get out there to get things done.
Should I stay or should I go?
ChoiceHotels.com makes it fast and easy to find a range of Choice Hotels like Comfort Inn and Suites. So stay with us for business and book now at ChoiceHotels.com. You always have a choice.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan to participate in dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP. In for the long haul.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Kenny, and she's Molly Page, the news sage. Ooh, I like that.
Ooh, wait, I have to jot that down.
That's very nice.
Molly Page, the news sage, with the information about Palmyra, the city of Palmyra, famous for its Roman era colonnades. This is a 2,000-year-old city is probably the better way of putting the metaphors. It's an old city that the ISIS people have overrun. This is one of those towns in Syria. It goes way back. Syria is a modern, a name for a country that's modern. Not what it was called back in the heyday of the Middle East. So now we've got another black eye, Islamic State warriors. The ISIS people running amok, doing whatever they want. Nobody's stopping them. Am I missing anything here from the story, Molly?
No, I think you pretty much summed it up.
Yeah,
Syrian government forces retreated. ISIS moved in. And the biggest concern here is that there are so many ancient ruins, temples, structures.
It'll be more ruined after these guys get done.
Yeah. Nothing good could come of this.
Well, there's nothing good coming of ISIS. Nothing good coming of ISIS, and yet it continues to continue to do whatever they want, and not really being contained or held back. They're getting more because of what they did yesterday, taking over more of more real estate, more landscape. They also are getting. They got a hold of more American guns and munitions. Things that, you know, we've supplied the Syrians as well as, well, what have we done? This is this shows you how convoluted this all is. We supplied the anti-government Syrian troops with supplies the same sort of thing, the MRAPs and all the military hardware, guns, yada, yada, so that we could help him push Assad out of the way. Assad is the bad guy leader of Syria. Oh, wait a minute. Then ISIS comes into the picture. We don't like him, and Assad doesn't like him, so we do an about-face. And now we're not his friend, but we're not working toward getting rid of him because ISIS is more of a problem. So all the armaments that we gave to the people who are against Assad, now some of those people are chasing ISIS around. It's hard to know who the good guys and the bad guys are here for any number of reasons, not the least of which is they don't wear uniforms. So it's not like, hello, there's a green uniform and those are the bad guys and the blue uniforms are the good guys.
The guy putting the dead person's head on the stake is the bad guy.
Ah, yes. Okay. I hope you remember that. Speaking of bad guys, many people in our country think that most of the large banks are the bad guys, and the federal government seemed to agree with that yesterday, although I wonder about these fines. When you think about this kind of money, it seems like a lot of money to most of us, if not all of us. However, I'm not sure that it's a lot of money for these banks, but why don't you fill us in?
Five big banks are expected to plead guilty to felony charges today.
Mm-hmm. Felony charges for doing what?
For corruption, for fraud.
Rigging mostly. Currency yeah. markets, that kind of stuff.
Antitrust fraud charges.
Right. Yeah.
So these are the banks. Barclays, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Citigroup, Royal Bank of Scotland are among them.
Hmm.
Now,
$5 billion apiece or $5 billion among all of them?
I believe it's among all of them, though, collectively. Yeah,
yeah,
collectively. They'll pay several billion dollars, plead guilty to criminal antitrust violations for rigging the price of foreign currencies. However, what will happen to them other than the fines is a mystery. It doesn't look like anybody's going to jail over this, will do any time at all, and they're doing some kind of plea deal.
Why shouldn't they go to jail?
Why shouldn't they?
No, why should they? Yeah.
Well, you know, if one of us was charged with fraud and found guilty, wouldn't we do some kind of time? Would we
That's the point. My read on this is that nobody who does those sorts of crimes ought to go to jail. They pay stiff fines, heavy fines. Going to jail, sending somebody like that to jail sends no message at all to deter people from doing it. The thing that affects them is the thing that they love so dearly, which you made some mention of in the last half hour, money. They are more affected by the money and the loss of the money than they are loss of time of some of the individuals that run the banks. All of these white-collar crimes, people going to jail for them is nonsensical, in my opinion. Doesn't do a thing. Go ahead, Kenny.
I was just going to say, but don't you think that sends the message that if you have the money, the rules don't apply to you, you can just pay?
Yeah, you can just buy your way out of it.
Well, but it might send that message. The other side of it is, which has more impact on making things right, getting money out of them, extricating it, and being able to use it for good, or sending them to jail where these guys do nothing?
Well, when you commit a crime, there should be a punishment.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The punishment is there. It's personal, so that the money doesn't necessarily come from the bank. It comes from the persons who are committing the crime. I just don't happen to think that going to jail proves anything. It's like sending people who can't pay their bill to debtor's prison. How are you going to pay the bill if you can't work?
Well, yeah, if you can't pay the bill. But the difference here is these are banks. I mean,
But they have leaders. They have faces. They have corporate chairmen. They have presidents. They have CEOs. And those are the people who should be fined, not the bank itself. The bank didn't do anything because it's amorphous. It's a non-living thing. The people who make the decisions that allow the banks to screw people the way they did are the ones that should pay. And not by going to jail. Going to jail, doesn't they keep getting paid? Their families are taken care of. It doesn't do anything at all. Get the money out of them.
Well, they're working on a deal that would not bar the banks from doing business. Certain business practices in a plea deal, they would be allowed to conduct business as usual despite being felons.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can't vote. They can't go to the White House if they're felons. You can be a felon and you don't have to go to jail. You can be a convicted felon and just have different punishment. I think we're very weak in creativity when it comes to punishment. There are some judges in some countries that are allowed, I think Australia is one of them, be much more creative with punishment. Here, we sort of require that there be this punishment or that punishment for a particular crime. We've legislated punishment in many areas, not as much discretion left to the judges as might be of more value, because they can actually see the people and they can put a face to the crime and figure out what may or may not be a more appropriate lesson. That's just one man's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
What's yours?
A man with a microphone.
That's me, in a bully pulpit. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Speaking of opinion, Kenny, what do we have that's hot in our social media at the that's connected to the program?
We've got comments about ISIS, comments about David Letterman's last show, mm-hmm. comments about Rand Paul and the Patriot Act.
All right, let's start there. What are people writing about Rand Paul?
Greg says, Rand Paul and I do not agree on a lot. However, he is dead on correct that the Patriot Act is a direct violation of our Constitution and completely unnecessary.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. But that doesn't keep the politicians from getting, shall we say, influenced by other politicians or interests that are not yours and mine. What else?
Dean says, while I can't disagree with the sentiment, I question Rand Paul's motives. This smacks of pure political theater.
Really, sir? My God. Can you imagine? Pure political theater. No. What else?
One more. Laura says, I agree with Rand Paul on the Patriot Act, but since it was not a real filibuster, since it did not stop anything or slow anything down, what was the point?
Well, I think that'll be the question. The stories that are trending on Good Day today at the website, DougStephan.com, have to do with the story Molly just did, those banks pleading guilty to the charges over currency rigging. Picture the old fossil. McConnell and his overview of what we were just talking about.
I thought you were talking about the ancient city that ISIS just
different fossil.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and there's that John Oliver story that we spent some time on yesterday. I love the way you cleverly put the headline, Kenny. He has a beef with the treatment of chicken farmers.
Yeah,
very clever. That's a pretty interesting story in that it speaks to a lot of the way corporate farming has changed the landscape of agriculture in our country. And the chicken farmers are barely making it. And so why do they keep doing it? For the same reason dairy farmers keep doing it, because they're looking and hoping for something better. And that's what they grew up with and that's what they know.
Didn't he do a great job on that?
I think...
John Oliver, you're not a fan,
But I think it was important to bring the story to the surface. That's why I thought it was good. Yeah, right. Because we tend to, with fewer than 2% of the population making their living on the farm in our country these days, and feeding not only us, but a lot of the rest of the world, there are a lot of things in agriculture that need to be addressed, as with other industries. There's good and bad everywhere. This business of not only chicken farmers, but in general, the way farming is having to encounter all kinds of misappropriated thinking and direction. What people are not thinking about is how we're going to feed our country in 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. We feed 30% of the rest of the world. 30 to 40% of the rest of the world gets much of what they eat from what we grow. And with all the foolishness from various government agencies, whether it's OSHA or the EPA, and the way they're getting in the way, most people who are farmers will tell you it's not fun anymore, because there is so much government involvement, interference, screwing up, and people just don't want to do it anymore. And so what is that? Nobody's thinking about the future. We're just thinking about now. And these people in their petty little jobs at these petty agencies. Meanwhile, people say, okay, screw it. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to sell my land and we'll develop it. Put houses on it.
But is it all these agencies? I mean, if you look at the structure.
Many more within these agencies. The USDA, the FDA, all of them. They're making it impossible to farm. Impossible. the rules and regulations that are such nonsense. There are some that are important, some that are good, some regulation is needed, and oversight is needed. But do what is there. One of the great examples is what happens in beef inspection, meat inspection, poultry inspection, where I can tell you, I've said this for years and it still goes on, there are a couple of slaughterhouses in my area that also, after they slaughter the beef, they render it so that it can be sent to a butcher shop, and it's supposed to be inspected by the, it'll have USDA inspections stamped on the side of it. The inspector sits in an office and reads the newspaper all day long, and one of the guys on the line takes his stamp and puts the stamp on the side of whatever they want to put the stamp on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not government oversight, government help. And there's way too much of that stuff. So, but in the future, I'm telling you right now, mark my words, in 15 or 20 years, if this keeps up at the rate it's keeping up, so many people will have backed out of this, so much land will be gone, we will not be able to feed ourselves, never mind all the people in the rest of the world, and there will be, the consequences will be dire. Let's see. I hope it doesn't come true, but the way we're approaching this is not healthy in any way for the American farmer. 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding. Because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $10. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 7766 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 7766.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, took the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
At Kubota, value means getting more than you expected for less than you thought. Like the L2501 DT Compact Tractor. Now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and factory rebates, you can do more for less. That's value. That's Kubota. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 60 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to plan a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
From the Safety and Security Department, the Capitol Police in Washington, getting training after officers accidentally left their guns in the bathroom, public bathrooms, several times this year already. One gun was found by a child. We are now providing additional training on what to do when you have to go to the bathroom, says the Capitol Police Chief Kim Dine. Now, there's something to take with you today, security. There is no excuse for officers accidentally leaving their guns in public bathrooms. Really? That story at DougStephan.com. Yeah, oh, yeah, all right. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Want to listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programs without a radio signal or internet? Just call 605-562-4213. Get instant access to all GCN live feeds right on your phone. Anywhere you want, anytime you want. 605-562-4213. It's our way of ensuring everyone has the opportunity to enjoy GCN. 605-562-4213. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day, and time of the week when Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show joins us to talk about all things pets. And you know, interestingly, Warren, I got some information. We're going to talk about it here in just a couple of minutes. The cost of being sued when your dog bites somebody has risen dramatically, and what you need to do to protect yourself if your dog is to bite somebody or was to bite somebody. Also, want to talk about whether dogs should have the same rights as people. A new poll says that they should. So we'll find out what that means with Warren Eckstein coming up here in just 60 seconds.
This week is National Dog Bite Prevention Week, a time to educate the public about preventing dog bites. It's important to know that 99% of dogs are not born aggressive. Dogs bite as a reaction to something, and it's up to us as their owners to ensure their safety as well as the safety of those around them. That's why the American Veterinary Medical Association has teamed up with the United States Postal Service, State Farm, and the Insurance Information Institute to promote Dog Bite Prevention Week. Dr. Jose Arce from the AVMA has some helpful information for everyone who either owns or interacts with pets.
Dogs may bite for a number of reasons. They may be in pain or afraid. They may be sick or they may be protecting something they love. It is important for you to learn a dog's body language in order to know when they want to interact and when they need to be given their own space. Everyone, even our dogs, deserve their own space when they need it. The most important thing to keep in mind is that dog bites are preventable.
For more information on National Dog Bite Prevention Week, visit avma.org.
So, Warren, I was looking at some information yesterday, and I see that the rise in dog bite claims has risen over 67% from 2003 to 2014, and it's now over $32,000. So if your dog bites and hurts somebody, the average that you are on the hook for is $32,000.
Crazy.
That is really crazy. So how do we, A, prevent our dogs from biting somebody, and then, B, what happens if our dog does bite somebody?
You know, it's an interesting question. First of all, so many dog bites can really be prevented. So that's the number one thing. If you have a dog, prevent dog bites, and you don't have to worry about being sued. And how do you do that? You hear me say this all the time. Training your dog, educating your dog is critically important, but the most important thing you can do is socialize. Now, I honestly believe that people should be responsible for what their pets do as well as responsible for what their kids do. So if you have a dog that bites somebody, you should be responsible that your dog did. Now, the best prevention, again, is a leash and a collar. Very few dogs bite when they're on a leash and a collar. The other thing that's critical, too, is that it's really imperative to teach kids. You know, I worked with many, many different large organizations over the years, and the number one problem is children being bitten by dogs, and that's because children are animated, they have high-pitched voices, they're yelling, they're screaming, they're running. So all of these things have to be taken into consideration. Now, in terms of the amount of the suits, I have people calling me all the time or saying to me, listen, they told me I have to give up my dog. Well, I can't afford the increase in the insurance because of my dog. And not that the dog bit, but the threat of the dog biting just because of what breed it was. So there's a lot that really needs to be done. But most importantly, if people would socialize, train, and educate their dogs and their kids, I don't think you'd have these big losses. But again, one person wins big, and everyone's on the trail.
All right. And if we all get rid of our kids, we shouldn't really have a problem either, right? No more
kids. Listen, if your kids throw a ball through a window, who's responsible?
Yeah, okay. Hey, so there's a new poll out that says animals should have the same rights as people. And apparently, what does it look like, 70% of the people think that they should have the same? What kind of rights are we talking about?
Well, in other words, I think, like, for example, the right, if you're going to be, if you have a dog, for example, that's incarcerated because it did something wrong, it chased a car, or it accidentally bit somebody, and it wasn't a purposeful bite, it was any of those problems, those dogs should have a right at a shelter to have some kind of hearing. I'll give you an example. My dog was deemed deadly. My dog had to be killed. He was, yeah. There were 200 dogs evaluated, all chihuahua mixes at a shelter. They were all deemed feral. They were all deemed vicious. No one was able to go in there. Luckily, Chihuahua Rescue called me. I was able to go in there and evaluate these dogs, and the judge took my word and said these dogs could, in fact, be given a home. So I think if a dog is going to be, and I talked about this the other day, if a dog or a cat is going to be euthanized, I think there should be professionals at the shelters that make that determination, not just someone who says, you know, we have too many.
I agree that if a dog is in a shelter and he's going to be euthanized, that there should be some. But I also think the owner that trained that dog should be on that trial as well.
Exactly.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. They both should share the cell.
Right. Because it's usually not the dog. It's usually the idiot that trained it. So, all right. There
always
it is.
Always the idiot that trained.
More next time with the Pet Show at 58 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.